You want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of the Man Warrior King podcast. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. I'm the author of the book, The DNA of a Man, and the founder of the Man Warrior King movement. You can find the book on Amazon or at the website, manwarriorking.com. If you haven't picked it up yet, make sure you do read it. Give it a review on Amazon. That would help me out, help get the message of kingdom masculinity out to more men. Also, I'd like you to consider joining the Ranks of a Duelum. That's our monthly membership program where we meet every week, 2 hours a week on Zoom, and we go through different trainings. Different units on various aspects of kingdom masculinity. We have covered everything from how to build confidence to how to create polarity in your marriage so that there's sexual attraction, to how to hear God's voice, how to pray for healing miracles. We talk about how to cast vision for your life. We talk about how to be a leader. We've even talked about the power of your words to declare truth over your life as you become a prophet over your marriage and over your life. All kinds of things. So if you haven't joined the Ranks of a Duelum and you're looking for regular, ongoing, fire-producing training and brotherhood, please do consider joining. You can always contact me personally at manwarriorking.com if you're interested. You can also find a little bit more about the ranks on the website as well. Today, gentlemen, I want to talk to you about a reason why confidence is so important for you to have as a husband. And this is going to be a brief episode here, but it's going to be right to the point. We're not doing a big, broad brushstroke here with this. It's very specific. Or like taking sniper shots at this thing right here. So a very key reason why you need to grow in confidence as a husband has to do with how you communicate and how you navigate conflict with your wife. And why am I speaking on this today? Because I flubbed it up last night. So, getting back on the horse and figure I would teach you from the lesson that I myself needed to learn. If you're a man who you feel insecure in your home and in your marriage, you feel like maybe you're not as good a husband as you want to be or as you should be. Maybe you feel like your wife doesn't think you're a very good husband and she doesn't like you very much. By the way, I'm not saying that that's the case in my marriage. My wife doesn't like me, even though this is coming from a place where I flubbed it up last night. So please do not hear me speaking that this is how my wife is, because it's not. I simply fell back into some old patterns. So, okay, just so we're clear. But if you're feeling like you don't have it together, like you are let down, if you're not confident in the you that you're bringing to your home, then what can happen is you can fail tests. Now, there are two general types of tests, I believe, that husbands face from their wives, that wives tend to offer to us. One is a compliance test, which is a little bit more of a snarky type of comment about something, and the test is to see whether you will get defensive because of what she has said, whether you will accuse her of something, whether you will get rocked out of your place of just inner well-being and security by taking on her criticism or whatever it is. Okay, so there's a compliance test, and then there's comfort test, which is where there's something that your wife is feeling, something that is causing her pain, is causing her insecurity, and there's an opportunity in that for you to offer her love, understanding, and comfort. The two different types of tests need us to pass both. We can't bring our marriage to the fullest place of fulfillment possible if we're only focusing on one test and not the other. We need to be able to navigate both. Neither is very possible if you are not walking in confidence. And I say that specifically rather than saying if you're not a confident man, because nobody is labeled inherently either confident or not confident. You can choose confidence or you can choose not confidence. That's the truth of the matter. And those who we would look at and say, man, they are confident, are typically the ones who have made a lifestyle of choosing things that lead to confidence. That's it. So, if you are not walking in confidence, it's very difficult to pass those tests. And if your wife brings something up where she's feeling uncovered, and you're lacking confidence to the point where you take it personally. See, taking things personally is another sign of lack of confidence. So you're taking it personally when she's bringing up a thing that's causing her pain, and you take it personally because it has to do with you. It has to do with something that you maybe are not delivering on yet, something that you've said you would do, but you haven't done it yet. If it's something in life that is a challenge and she's feeling insecure about it, she's feeling scared by it and wanting to know whether or not you have her and whether you've got her back, whether you've got her covered. If you doubt yourself, then any sign of insecurity from her can trigger you to take her question that she's asking of you personally. And rather than stand in your strength, knowing that you've got this, that you will take care of her, even when she is wondering whether you will or not, being able to do that is absolutely vital to producing intimacy, attraction, desire in your marriage. It's absolutely vital to creating a sexual chemistry from her to you. Absolutely vital. And I'm convinced that many of us men find ourselves in ongoing, less than fulfilling sex lives in our marriages. I'm convinced that for many, it's because you keep failing these tests. And you look to solve the sexual problems in a lot of other ways that might make sense to you, but they're likely not going to move the needle because this thing keeps on happening. It keeps on letting her down. The same pattern keeps coming up. She's looking for you, her man, to offer her strength and comfort. And when she does, you actually take it personally, get defensive, and try to convince her how unappreciated you are and how hard you're trying, but it's never enough. And when she brings that question up, it actually pokes at your own insecurity because you don't know whether or not you actually can handle the thing. And you aren't walking in faith, believing that it's your role and God's equipped you with everything you need in order to fulfill your role. Instead, you're agreeing with doubt. And so her insecurity plays into your doubt. And it's not her fault, it's yours. And in other words, gentlemen, last night it was mine. See, if we can walk in confidence to the point where we don't take that personally, then we can see clearly and see this as an opportunity for me to drain a 3-point shot for the sake of our marriage. If you're confident, her insecurity doesn't sway you and you can respond, yeah, babe, I've got this. Don't worry about it. I know it's scary for you and I get it. I understand. But I promise you, we're going to be okay and I'm going to take care of you and I won't let anything happen. And if talking that way sounds foreign, then you need to do some inner work. You need to get alone and work on yourself. Maybe even before working on the marriage per se. And see where that gets you first. You need to work on yourself to the point where you build that confidence, where you become the type of man whose mouth that flows from. And as you know, I'm telling you this from my own journey, not from having already arrived. But I'm glad to be on the journey, and I'm glad that you're with me. Remember, pick up the DNA of a man. Check out the ranks of a doulam. Talk to you soon, gentlemen.
This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out. Take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.